Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast with our host, Apostle Ronnie Stopp, and his wife, Charlene Stopp. We broadcast live and direct from our church, the Jesus Days Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina, with a zip code of 27834. You can find us on the web at www.tjsn.org, or you can email us at gojesusnow@AOL.com. If you'd like to call us during the broadcast, you can call us at 252-689-6172. Listen, we pray that the Lord blesses you through this broadcast as our host, Apostle Ronnie Stopp, has a word from the Lord in his mouth to bless your life. Stay tuned, watch your Bible come alive, and expect a miracle on today. Thank you and enjoy.
So, praise God, God bless you. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stoss, along with my wife, Evangelist Charlene. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. On this broadcast, on this evening, I want to be talking about it's the Lord's mercies that I'm not consumed. I'm coming out of Lamentations chapter 3. I hope you enjoy the broadcast. Remember, if you'd like to call us, it's 252-689-6172 or 252-214-0799. We're in the studio here in Greenville tonight, and you can talk to us. All right, I love you, and God bless you. Stay tuned. I know the Lord got a blessing with your name on it. Amen.
Well, he really has a blessing with your name on it. And this is the day that the Lord made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. Again, call all your neighbors and friends and let them know that Apostle Lonnie Stoss and his wife, Evangelist Charlene, we're on the air tonight, live and direct, coming to you on livestream.com/TJSN. Is that right, honey?
Yes, sir.
TJSM 509. All right. Say it again.
Livestream.com/TJSM509.
And also on Audio Now?
Yes, sir.
Could you give me the address?
AudioNow.com. But the telephone number, I don't have it. Okay.
And also, we are on Blog Talk Radio. What is that?
BlogTalkRadio.com/TJSM.
And the telephone there is 347.
884-8850.
And you can call me on the air with us tonight.
That's right.
I tell you, God is good, and I'm just great and so happy and excited about the Lord tonight. He has and is doing some marvelous things in our lives. Amen. And, you know, it took me a long time, honey, before I realized it was the Lord. Because it had not been for him, I would not be here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people. I was talking with my friend yesterday, Mr. Cleo. He told me he's 85. He'll be 85 his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know he was that many years old now. But that's a blessing for him to be 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not playing that down. I'm just saying that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Here's a man, 80, going to be 85 years old, I think, next month. And I'll be 74 if I live to see May.
Amen.
But the ideal is we all are blessed.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've seen people, I mean, some of my classmates died around 17 years old.
Mm.
Some died in early 20, 21. And then some died before 30. Many of my members, I've had members that died. Loretta was in her 30s or 40s, right?
Yeah.
When she died, and then we saw some die in their 60s, some die in their 50s. But God saved us.
Oh, God.
And we're still here.
Amen.
I think your father died at 71, right?
Yes, sir.
70 or 71.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 73 already. Now I'm 74. If I live to see my birthday. What I'm saying to y'all, ladies and gentlemen, it is a blessing for God for any time that you have here on this earth. I know people say, well, you can preserve your life. Well, the only way I know you can preserve your life is to get in Jesus.
Amen.
I know a lot of health buffs, they died young,
mm-hmm.
even on the track.
Mm.
And they didn't eat this, they didn't eat that. They did plenty of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the mercy of God
that
kept us here. You are a testimony right by yourself.
Yes, sir.
The sickness you went through and how God brought you out and delivered you.
Amen.
That is nothing but a testimony.
Yes, sir.
To God's glory and to his account. And there was nothing you could do about it.
Mm-mm.
I remember, I think the last time, I don't know for sure, but I think it was the last time, you was in the hospital and I went there, but I think we took you. Mm-hmm. Miss Janice and I took you. And was it Mark?
Mm-hmm. You, Miss Janice and Mark.
And Mark, right?
Yes, sir.
And they told me, they said, well, she's had a stroke. I said, what? And she don't know nobody. I said, what? But look at that. Look what God done did. What, that 2012?
That was 2014.
2014.
Yes, sir.
Here it is, 4 years later.
Yes, sir.
You up walk with no crutch.
Yes, sir.
And you taking care of your daily activities.
Yes, sir.
Taking care of your family.
Yes, sir.
What is that but the Lord's mercies?
Yes, sir.
And that is so important to see tonight.
Amen.
The Lord's mercies. Let's go back to the Word of God tonight. And if y'all like to call us, you can call us at 252-689-6172. We're in the studio here in Greenville at the church.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wonderful service tonight.
Yes.
Pastor was teaching. Boy, he really taught tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He taught us tonight that we are the church. And people watching us.
Amen.
And it's how we respond tonight. Not when we're doing good,
mm-hmm.
but as much as when we're doing bad. But tonight I want to talk about on this broadcast, it's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Just look at what the Bible says about the word mercy. I looked up that word mercy. What does it say?
Mercy. Characteristic and action that comes from the very nature of God.
Mercy comes from God. Nobody else. It was the doctor. I just called someone just before we went on the air that had been dealing with a sickness. And they said to me, they're waiting to see what the doctor say. But irregardless of what the doctor say, Jesus Christ got the last say-so.
Amen.
As his mercy,
mm-hmm.
the characteristics and action that come from the very nature of God.
Mm-hmm.
What else does it say about mercy?
On the human level, it is best described as one's consideration of the condition and needs of his fellow man.
In other words, humanitarians, people that go out here with people,
mm-hmm.
they see the need of their fellow man,
mm-hmm.
and they go about helping them.
Amen.
That's what mercy is. When you're doing something for someone that you notice has a need.
Good.
And God noticed that you and I had needs. And he, out of his very nature, came to our aid in our need.
Look
what it said on point number two.
Number two, it is an essential disposition of a covenant people, especially Israel and the church.
So now it's especially a disposition of a covenant people. We are covenant people.
Amen.
God brought us back from sin.
Yes, sir.
He gave his son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice for my sin and the entire world, as many as that will receive him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only was God a essential disposition of his covenant people for Israel, but he has the same name for us, the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man said to me the other day that he had learned that Jesus coming was not necessarily a good thing.
Mm.
But I learned that had it not been for Jesus,
my Lord Jesus,
I wouldn't have been under God's mercy.
That's right.
Point number three, what it says.
In the Old Testament, God's mercy was not primarily given to people outside his covenant community, but was expressed mainly towards his people, Israel.
That was the Old Covenant.
Yes.
The God.
Mm.
In the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant,
mm-hmm.
he showed mercy towards mm-hmm. his people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mainly Israel.
Mm.
But look at point number four.
It also became the expected attitude and action of the people of Israel towards one another.
So they found that the God was showing them mercy. So they began to show mercy to one another. Go ahead.
This expectation was passed on to the church and became a chief tenet in the lifestyle of believers.
Now, you and I are believers.
Yes, sir.
We expect and believe that God has mercy on us.
Mm-hmm.
And we know mercy is something you can't buy. I don't deserve it. It's something that God gives.
That's right.
Look what it says in point number five.
Jesus made it an essential part of his Christian manifesto in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:7. In both Old Testament and New Testament, mercy is an action taken by the strong towards the weak.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm weak. Mm-hmm. I've been weak. I'm always weak.
Mm-hmm.
But God is strong.
Glory to God.
And so God gives me mercy from his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter who you are tonight, you too are entitled to receive God's mercy. Go ahead, what it said.
The rich towards the poor.
Listen, when people that are poor, we, missionaries all the time are taking up money, going overseas, feeding the hungry, and some right here in the United States mm-hmm. of America, some in our backyard, some of our neighbors, and that's mercy.
Yes, sir.
The rich are out to help the poor. That's
mm-hmm.
mercy.
Mm-hmm.
The weak is out to help the receive from the strong. And the insider, go ahead.
The insider towards the outside. Those who have towards those who have not.
Did you hear that? We that are in the covenant of God, we recognize that God has blessed us.
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize that it's God's mercy that keeps us afloat.
Yes, sir.
So by recognizing that in us and who God is, we extend that mercy to people.
That's right.
Look what it says in Lamentations chapter number 3, verse number 21 from the King James Bible. What is it?
This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope.
I was telling you the other day that I was working on something at the office in Belleville, and it was kind of strenuous, and I was almost saying I can't do it, but I remembered in my mind something that my grandmother told me when I was around 7 years old, and I said, Mama said you can do this thing,
mm-hmm.
and I remember that. Well, this is what Lamentations is saying. And we believe that Jeremiah wrote this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying it comes to his mind, and now he got hope. Even though the situation looked dismal,
mm-hmm.
even though it looked dim,
mm-hmm.
even though there was no brightness, even though things wasn't going well, but his mind told him to look otherwise. Verse 22, what did he say?
It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not.
Jeremiah remembered God's mercy,
yes,
and God's compassion.
Hallelujah.
Saints, whoever you are tonight, no matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been going through it, may seem like there's no help nowhere, but please remember that God's mercies is keeping you afloat. If it weren't for God's mercies, you'd already been gone. And then he goes on and said, because his compassion failed not. Sister, you may not hear from your ex or someone around. You may be living in a building. Our lady told me the other week she was living in a building with no heat. But I'm telling you, God is showing compassion. That's why, that's why you're not dead. That's why you're still alive. That's God's mercy.
I see.
Look what it says in verse 23.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Every day of your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you all understanding me this evening? Each and every day of your life, each and every second of your life, each and every minute in your life, God is showing mercy towards you. They say, he said, they are renewed. They are new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness.
Yeah.
God's mercy is renewed every morning in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't make it through the day without God Almighty. Are you understanding me?
Jesus.
Honey, we could not make it without Jesus. You know, I told you about Nebuchadnezzar, he got the big head. And God had to let him know who you are.
Right.
We are dependents on God.
That's
we need him. Can't make it without him.
I like that.
There's no way that we could survive or maintain without the glory and the grace of God. Are you listening to me? There's no way. There is no way that we could make it without the glory of God.
Jesus.
He said, they are new every morning.
Every morning.
Great is thy faithfulness. God's mercy is new every morning.
Jesus.
That's King James Bible.
Yes.
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. I'm not talking about my hat. I'm telling you what God's word says.
Yeah.
Look what it says in verse 24.
The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Hallelujah.
Nothing seems right. Everything seems bad. Nobody calls me. Got no communication with my telephone is turned off. My rent is due. My light bill is due. My gas bill is due. I got letters saying that I'm going to do this. I'm sending letters. But he said, I remember. The Lord is my portion. And he spoke to his own self. So my soul said that. See, when you really surrender totally, wholly, completely to God, you disengage to this world system.
Amen.
We know we live here. We know we have to do things here. We have to pay our bills. But we know our strength and our supply comes from God. He is our sufficiency. He is the one that makes a way for us.
I like that.
And that's what God says. God said his mercy is renewed every morning.
Yes, sir.
And Jeremiah said he can remember the mercies of God.
Thank you.
That his compassion don't fail.
Look
what it says in verse 25. What is that?
The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him.
With all of the chaos, all of the confusion, all of the emptiness, all of the not having, all of being lied on, all of being talked about, all of being rejected.
Jesus.
Jeremiah goes on and said, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him.
Hallelujah.
In other words, you remember when the prophet was on the, up on the mountain and the thunder and the lightning went, but God wasn't there? And then there was a real small voice.
Yeah.
And what Jeremiah said, wait for the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
Don't turn loose. Don't rely on self. Don't rely on the human strength. Or look for help from somebody else. But wait on God. He said, wait on God. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
He said, wait upon him.
Glory.
The Lord is good unto them that wait for him.
Yeah.
No, look. The sister that I'm telling you that's going through this little sickness, it may seem like it's a waste of time, but it is very important to wait on God.
Yeah.
Don't get sidetracked.
Come on. Man.
Don't get so filled up with anxiety that you're going to believe in a myth.
Okay.
It said the Lord is good unto them. Look, You may be in a situation this morning that you don't know this evening. You may be in a situation that your rent is due.
Okay.
That your house payment is due.
Amen.
That your car payment is due.
Yeah.
That you have a doctor's appointment.
Wow.
One lady, I think, is sitting out having have a colonoscopy.
Mm.
And they're worried about that. But whatever you've got to go through, just remember, the Lord is good to them that wait for him.
Right.
And see, this is a trial to keep you disturbed, keep you where you want. Focus on God. See, Satan is very manipulative. He wants to get your mind focused on something else.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible said the Lord is good unto them that wait for who?
Him. For him.
Not that something else.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mailman. We, you know, sometimes we put a check out in the window. But he said, don't get your hope on that.
Right.
Get your focus on God, because he's the one going to be good to you.
That's right.
He said to the soul that seeketh him. And Jeremiah said, no, if you're going through a trauma, seek God. If you've been rejected, seek God. If you're overlooked, seek God. If you're sick, seek God. If you're in jail, seek God.
Glory.
If they don't, look, the guy with the gun, he looks like that he is a dominating spirit.
Mm.
But he has a superior over him.
Come on.
And that superior is a secular superior. But there is a supreme superior.
Come on, man.
His name is Almighty God.
Yeah.
And when Jesus speaks, what did he say, F.B. Hutton, when he speaks, everybody listen?
Oh, yeah. E.F. Hutton.
E.F. Hutton. When Jesus speaks, everybody doesn't listen.
That's right.
Even the doctors, even death got to get back.
Mm.
Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, great, where is your victory?
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus speaks, everything got to get back.
Come on.
Hallelujah man. To God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. I feel like telling this story tonight because I've learned that if it had not been for the Lord's mercy, I would have been dead and gone.
Mm-hmm.
But because of his grace and because of his mercy, I'm still here.
Glory.
If it wasn't the Lord's mercy, if it wasn't the Lord's mercies, that we are not. Because if it wasn't for his mercies, if it weren't for God's mercies, we would have been gone. Mm. But because of his mercies, I have not been consumed.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that a blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, what did you say about that? I'm telling you, it's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
The only reason that we are not consumed is his mercy. And in the definition that you gave us, In the very, very beginning, it said it's something that he imparts upon his people, his covenant people.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we're in the covenant. We're under his covering, and he imparts it upon us. That's why we're not consumed. He's constantly protecting us. And then the Lamentation says, those of us that patiently wait for him,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeking after him, I'm waiting on him. That's why we're not consumed. That's why I'm so blessing, and I know it's God's mercy. It's not, the thing about it is not anything that I've done. I got to wait on him.
It's the grace of God.
His mercy that's got me not consumed. If God moved his mercy, I'd be messed up.
Listen, earlier this evening, we was at, we bought that computer. What's the name of it?
Best Buy.
Oh, Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man was talking to me. I actually, the same age. It's my son, Marlon. They're the same identical age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I told him, you know, I was beginning to prophesy and speak life into his life.
Oh,
and he says he had one child. But the key is on that talking to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, where are your church going? I told him. He said, that's a large church. But the key is, honey, large or small, the only reason we have it because of the mercies of God.
The only reason.
You know how many people we heard that was trying to buy this place and it was all turned down? we couldn't have been turned down.
Yeah.
We didn't have to have it.
Nope.
But it was because of the mercies of God.
That's right.
Our topic tonight is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. That's
Amen.
The only reason.
The only reason
we're still here is because of God's grace.
Amen.
It says in verse 25, 11, chapter 3, from the King James Bible, it says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him.
Hallelujah.
To the soul that seeketh him. I know somebody will disagree with me, but David, you know in 2006, in April, we were denied this building. The man said, no, we're not. They're going to sell it to someone else. But look, who got it? We wound up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it was God's mercies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God fixed it where we was the one that received it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But look what it says in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. I look at this from the NET translation. What does it say?
But this I call to mind. Therefore, I have hope. Again. But this I call to mind. Therefore, I have hope.
Now, what does that tell us? That Jeremiah
mm-hmm.
had a vivid knowledge of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that tell me? That in order for me to have this confidence
mm-hmm.
and trust in God, I need to know or have a knowledge of his word.
Amen.
That entails I got to study,
mm-hmm.
I got to pray, and I got to fast.
Yes,
for God to impart his, or distribute his word to me, impart it into me. So when I go through my difficult times, I need to be able to go back in my mind, in the ruts of my mind, and recollect and recall
mm-hmm.
to the forefront what God has said.
Yes.
He said, but this I call to mind. What did he call? Therefore I have hope. Let's see, what did he call? Look what he said.
The Lord's loyal kindness never ceases. His compassion never ends.
Jeremiah said, he said, you know what? Even though we're in despair, even though things are, I mean, just ballistic,
mm-hmm.
even though things are not the way I want it to be,
mm-hmm.
but I do know one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's kindness never ceases.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, Lord have mercy. My brother, I don't know what you're going through right now, but I want to tell you that God's loving kindness, his loyal kindness,
yeah.
never ceases.
Mm.
His compassions never ends. Honey, I'm not reading that. We'll read that again for me.
The Lord's loyal kindness never ceases. His compassion never ends.
Now, where is that located?
That's in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 of the NET version of the Bible.
Good God Almighty. Hold your head up.
Yeah.
Dry your tears from your eyes.
Yes, sir.
Square your shoulders back.
Yes, sir.
And say, I know the Lord got this one.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I can't handle this on my own. But I know God's loyal kindness never ceases. He's not going to, God is, listen, I may have got to the end of my roots. I may have got to the end of my abilities and my skills. I may have run out of knowledge. I have no more knowledge. I have no more friends that I can call on.
Mm-hmm.
I have no more money in the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I have no car to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I got to dispossess. But I got to remember,
come on,
the Lord's loyal kindness never ceases.
Yes.
He's not going to leave me like this.
Yes, sir.
He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
His compassions never ends.
Never.
Who am I talking to? You, sister. You, my brother,
mm-hmm.
when you're going through tonight, I'm your friend. My name is Lonnie Starks. And I want you to know that the Lord's loyal kindness never ceases.
Yes.
His compassions never end.
Yes, Lord.
That's Lamentation chapter 3, verse number 22, from the New English Translation of the Bible. Look what it says in verse 23. What do you say?
They are fresh every morning. Your faithfulness is abundant.
Jeremiah, the man that wrote Lamentations,
mm-hmm.
and you know that to lament means you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It means you're sorry. You're going through some things.
Mm-hmm.
But in that lamentation, in that sorry state, in that sorrowful state, in that state of need, he recognized and remembered from the Word of God
mm-hmm.
that God's Word was fresh every morning.
Mm-hmm.
His promise was fresh every morning.
Mm-hmm.
His faithfulness is abundant.
Mm.
God never gets tired of blessing you. Chief up to, oh, glory to God. Oh, you know, my honey, I'm so happy that God don't get tired.
Me too.
Man gets tired. I get tired, but God don't get tired.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can go to him all day, any day, 24 hours a day. And the Bible says his ears are open.
Mm-hmm.
He said, call on me while I'm near.
That's it.
You can call God tonight.
Yes,
you can be connected to God Almighty tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, you can be connected.
Glory.
There's nothing too hard for God. Your situation, no matter what it looked like, it can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
There is a remedy. Did you want to? There's a remedy.
There's a remedy.
There is a remedy.
Glory.
And God is the remedy.
Hallelujah.
I tell people sometimes, they say, I don't complain. And then they'll say, it's no use. Then I'll come back and say, well, if you complain to the right one, there is a use. And they say, well, nobody wants to hear you. I said, well, God does.
Amen.
Glory. I don't care who don't want to hear you. God wants to hear you. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. In your despair, in your hunger, in your disappointment, in your ill treatment, take God at his word. Look what it says there. Look what it says in the next verse. What does it say?
My portion is the Lord.
Excuse me.
I have said to myself, so I will put my hope in him.
My portion is the Lord. See, this is beyond human. This is no elementary teaching here. This is what's called simplicity.
All right.
This is simplicity. And God says, through Jeremiah, my portion is the Lord. But now remember, they was going through a transition. They had complications. They had need. They was in want. But Jeremiah looked beyond his need and his fault.
Mm-hmm.
He looked beyond his skills and his abilities.
Mm-hmm.
He looked beyond
mm-hmm.
his help from the welfare or social services.
All right.
He said, my portion is who?
The Lord.
Capital L, small o, small r, small d.
Mm-hmm.
That means he's the plantation owner.
Mm.
In other words, he's saying, God, you own everything. Everything. You own it all.
Yes.
And I know that you said, I have a portion here. God give each man according to his what? Several ability.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as my son said today, if you give up on God, you minimize yourself. God didn't minimize you.
That's right.
That's your minimized thinking.
Wow.
You have got to the place that you don't think there's no help for you.
Right.
God said, I didn't say that. I didn't never say there was no help for you.
Right.
But that's what you said. And God said, I want to bless you. And so Jeremiah said, my portion is the Lord. Even though he didn't see nothing, right?
Wow.
At that very point, he didn't see anything.
Right.
It did not look like he was going to get anything. But he said, my portion is of the Lord. My portion. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Listen, you just can't go around looking at the situation and throwing in the towel.
Amen.
You know, because if I would have thrown in the towel, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
That's right.
You got to look beyond this situation and see God. He says, even in my dismal, even in my roughest time, what do you say? My portion is the Lord. My portion. This sickness is not mine.
Come on.
You know, somebody get my arthritis. Not your arthritis. You didn't have arthritis.
Mm.
My sugar. It's not your sugar. You had no sugar. That's what the doctor said. Give it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah said, my portion is the Lord. I have said to who?
I have said to myself.
Sometimes, sweetheart, you got to learn to encourage yourself.
Amen.
You can't wait for nobody else to do it.
Amen.
There comes times, ladies and gentlemen, you got to encourage yourself.
Mm.
You got to tell yourself what thus says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah says, my portion is the Lord. I have said to myself. So what he said?
I have said to myself, so I will put my hope in him.
My hope is in God, not in nobody else.
That's right.
My hope is in Almighty God.
Amen.
My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other.
No other.
No other.
Glory to God.
I mean, I don't care how far you look. Somebody sung a song, say, I looked all over, couldn't find nobody. Couldn't find nobody. Look high and look low, but I couldn't find nobody. I looked to the east, I looked to the west, I looked to the south, I looked to the north, but I couldn't find nobody.
There's nobody.
Nobody greater. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is nobody greater than Jesus Christ to look to. Something else here. Verse number 25, what is it?
The Lord is good to those who trust in him, to the one who seeks him.
Now, this is where the rubber hits the pavement.
Come on.
This is where the tire hits the road. Now, are you really trusting him? Are you going to allow this situation of this particular thing that's happening, this discomfort, this trouble, this agony,
all right,
this shortage, this need, is that going to be the dominating factor in your life?
What?
Are you going to look to that above God? Are you going to look at the situation? Well, one songwriter said, stop telling God about your trouble. Tell your trouble about your God.
Mm.
Tell your trouble who you serve.
Well, look at that.
I serve Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
I got no business being down.
I don't.
And I want you to know that God got all power. Amen. It says, the Lord is my what? Lord is good to who?
To those who trust in him.
Is your trust in him?
Glory to God.
To the one who are.
Who seeks him.
You got to seek him, saints.
Mm.
Saints, I'm trying to tell you, if you seek him tonight, he'll make a way for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you seek him tonight, he'll open a door for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you seek him tonight, he'll turn things around in your life.
Yes, he will.
I want you to know.
I'm
going to put a little bit of dominating.
Glory
the Spirit of God will break out. Hallelujah to God. Let's play a little bit of this right now.
Glory.
I just feel a little dominating coming up right here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's go. Let's play a little bit of dominating. Amen. Let's go.
Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bring out,
tell
me
to go.
We want you to break down. Come on, tear our walls down. Tear our walls down. Oh, spirit, break
down. In the Jesus.
Come on, we want you to
break down.
For his mercies. It's the Lord's mercy that will not consume. If man could have had his way, I wouldn't be here tonight.
That's right.
If man could have had his way, I wouldn't be here. If I were to use my five senses, I wouldn't be here tonight.
Come on.
Because I've seen some things that were so demeaning and devastating that I just wanted to throw in the towel. I just never wanted to kill myself.
Right.
But I mean, I've been very despondent. I mean, just this, you ever been despondent?
Yes, sir.
But like Jeremiah, I had to remember who I am.
Yeah.
I belong to God.
Yeah.
And no matter what the devil says, he's my portion. And the Lord is good to those who trust him. Because I read the word of God, honey, when I went through, it came to my mind what God said.
Amen.
And God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he got to repent. If God says something, it comes to pass. God spoke in the book of Genesis. The Bible said the world was chaos and dark, was upon the face of the deep. And God opened his mouth and said, let there be light. And the Bible said light came forth out of nowhere. And you that's listening to me, you may have a situation now that you can't see no light any place. You don't see no way you're going to get out of it. But I'm telling you today that the Lord God Almighty got everything in control. If you'll trust him today, the Bible said the Lord is good to those who trust in him, to the one who seeks him. Don't let the devil tell you can't do that. Look, what it says in New Living Testament and this Lamentation chapter 3, verse 21, what it says?
Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this.
See, look, maybe the devil's saying, forget about it. It ain't going to work. You're just wasting your time.
Yeah.
But Jeremiah said, yet I dare to hope. I'll hope anyway.
Yes.
Verse 22, what he said.
The faithful love of the Lord never ends.
It never ends.
His mercies never cease.
That's what Jeremiah said. He said it never ends. God's love never ends. His mercy never ceases. Look what it says in the next verse.
Great is his faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
His mercies begin afresh each morning.
Each morning. Look what I say. God, oh my, yes, Lord. God, just,
glory.
Honey, he just keeps doing great things over and over.
Yeah.
When was the night over there bought that computer? Well, the guy took off $50 just like that. Remember that?
Glory to God.
I mean, God is good.
Yes.
Don't you let nobody tell you that God isn't good.
Amen.
Look what it says in verse 24.
I say to myself.
What I say to myself.
The Lord is my inheritance.
The Lord is my inheritance. I don't care what people say. Go ahead.
Therefore, I will hope in him.
I will hope in him because he's my inheritance.
Yeah.
I know my car payment is due. I know my insurance is due. This lady called me the other day. She told me her insurance had elapsed, right? And she said, well, she paid $100, but she paid $60 too small. So they had elapsed her insurance on a vehicle. So she was driving without insurance. And I said to her, I said, well, you know, that's not a good thing. But God is still sovereign.
Yes,
and he is able to do abundantly above all that you ask for. And she said, and she chased me back. She said, he always does. And that's the God that we serve. That's a word right there. He always does.
He always
makes a way.
Yes, he does.
He always turns things around that works in our favor. He always does that. God always does that. It's always a time that God brings us out. Look what it says in verse 25.
The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him.
You see, a lot of times the devil want to get your mind off God. Wants you, oh, it's bad now.
Oh,
your husband left you. Your wife left you. It's bad now. You lost your job. It's bad now. They're talking about you. Look at them laughing at you. I mean, the devil stick all those things to you, right? And you get around people, you see them snickering. And they're going down the room and talk about you.
Jesus.
Or they're holding their head down and talking about you. But you got to remember that the Lord is good to those who depend on him.
Yes.
You talk about him as much as you want.
Come on now.
What they're all saying, the more you talk, I'm going to bend my knee. Hallelujah. Keep on talking. Keep on laughing. You know, I preached a message one night. You remember I said, the Lord is going to bless me right in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Right in your face.
Right
where you thought that I wasn't going to get it. God is going to bless me right in your face.
Yep.
And I want somebody to have the audacity tonight to say, you might think it's all over for me, but the Lord God Almighty is going to bless me right in your face.
Mm.
Now run and tell that. God Almighty. I tell you, God is good. Listen to that mercy again. I put this little definition of mercy again. Let's go back to it. Mercy, what it says?
Mercy, as given by God.
Just keep running on. There you go.
Mercy, as given by God, is the foundation of forgiveness. It is his faithfulness and steadfast love. God is not seen as displaying an emotion called mercy.
Hold on. Go ahead.
But as talking merciful into action.
God puts it in action. Listen, God don't just tell you I'm going to bless you, but he let everybody see it.
Yeah.
My son said God is just showing us off.
Amen.
That's what my son Arlani said.
Mm-hmm.
He preached that message about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
The God just showing us off.
He just showing us off.
Look what it says in the Message Bible, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. What is that?
But there's one other thing I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And remembering, I keep a grip on hope.
I keep a grip on hope. And it goes on to say in the next verse what?
God's loyal love couldn't have run out.
Couldn't.
His merciful love couldn't have dried up.
God can't stop loving. How about that? God cannot stop loving you. Don't give up, my sister. Don't give up, my brother. God is still on your side. I don't care who tell you he's not. Do what it says in the next verse.
They're created new every morning.
Oh, my God. When you need something, God right there to give it to you.
How great your faithfulness.
God is so faithful. He's so faithful. Look what it says. One second.
I'm sticking with God.
Hallelujah.
I say it over and over.
I'm sticking with him.
He's all I've got left.
I ain't got nothing else left. Where am I going to go? Where am I going to go?
Hallelujah.
Tell me where I'm going to go.
Come on now.
I'm going to stay right here. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at God do miracles and miracles and miracles and miracles. Doors opening, opening, and opening. Finances coming when I didn't have no finances. Oh, my God. Say, go. Oh, glory to God. My God. Listen, if you're in jail tonight, it is not all over.
No, sir.
God still got the final say. Jeremiah said, I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. I'm sticking with God.
Glory.
Then he says, He's all I got left. I got nothing else left.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says in the Message Bible in verse number 27. What is that?
God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks.
If you stay with God, you'll find out that God gonna bless you.
Hallelujah.
All you have to do is stay with him.
Yes.
Now listen, we're getting ready to go. In Amos chapter 9, this is my favorite scripture.
Yes.
And I started preaching in this message what, about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And look what God did. Read Amos chapter 9, verse 13. What is it?
Yes, indeed. It won't be long.
Won't be long.
God's decree.
God said it.
things are going to happen so fast, your head looks.
God did that for me.
One thing fast on the heels of the other.
God did this thing
for me. You won't be able to keep up.
God gonna bless you.
Everything will be happening ever.
Oh my God.
And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains. And
you know what? Some people said, I just can't take it. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. But the Lord's mercy is He's the one that make these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. But honey, what would you like to say before we go tonight?
I want to just say, God's mercy is anew every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of those mercies we are not consumed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm so excited. I feel like I could just run through it and leap over the wall.
Girl, I know what you're talking about.
God's mercy. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Thank God for
you. Sisters and brothers, please, whatever you do, don't give up. God's mercies is the one that's keeping you.
Yeah.
It may be a little rough,
mm-hmm.
or it may be a whole lot rough, mm-hmm. but God is still on the throne.
Yes, sir.
And He has the last say so.
Amen.
If you'd like to call us at 252-689-6172, we're in the studio right now. And we're going to stay here for 15 minutes because I'll go off the air.
Amen.
I want to pray with you. I want to let you know that you can make it.
Because
the Word of God says so.
That's right.
See, Jeremiah said it came to his mind,
mm-hmm.
what he had read.
Right.
And that God's mercies was renewed every day.
Yeah.
His compassion never fails.
Right.
And I'm telling you tonight, no matter whether you're a woman or man, whether you're in North Carolina with me or New York or New Jersey, or California, or Kentucky, or Ohio, doesn't matter where you are,
mm-hmm.
God is universal. He's
mm-hmm.
every place at the same time.
Yes, sir.
He's omnipresent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please remember that. We got to go. Honey, do you have anything else you want to say before we go?
Mm-hmm. Just want to everyone have a blessed evening.
Mm-hmm.
And please read the word and get in a relationship with Jesus. Get in a relationship with Jesus so you can understand how much is what the scripture is. Loyal love?
Loyal love.
Oh, my gosh.
His love. He's loyal to His love.
God's love is loyal.
Mm-hmm.
His mercy is new every day. Honey, what an awesome message tonight. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
For letting God use you.
Well, glory to God.
Pour into my life tonight.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thanks to God, I believe that God has loved you. And He still loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And He won't stop loving you.
Amen.
All He wants you to do is trust Him. Get your eyes off man and put your eyes on God.
Yes, sir.
Until the next broadcast, may God bless you real good is my prayer. And I hope to see you real soon. Remember, we're from the Jesus Saved Ministry, and it's 1007 West Alden Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina. We're invited anytime to come and wish with us. That's the Jesus Saved Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
1007 West Allison Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. You can go on our web address at www.tjsm.org. You can also email us at gojesusnow@aol.com. Telephone up to the church is 252-689-6172. Our pastor is Elder Marlo Morgan. I am the OCO. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stark.
Yes.
Until the next broadcast, have a great day, and I'll see you real soon. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Let's go. Let's see. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Stop it.
That's it, man.
They hear different than
huh?
I said they heard different than